Hey, we are back, and you're on Other Side Drive, KTSW,
right,
with Fly Coco.
All right, y'all's mics are on. Say hi. What's
hey
up?
Guys.
Hey,
guys.
What up?
All right, we got Fly Coco in the studio. Studio.
Ooh. Y'all.
Yeah, studio. You know, we like to keep it country here at KTSW. Yeah.
I feel it.
Now, we got Fly Coco in here, and what genre would y'all put yourselves in real fast, just so you can tell the people?
Definitely indie rock or alternative.
Indie rock or alternative, definitely. Yeah. Very chill sound, for sure. Now, we saw y'all at this nice little house party,
and it was really fun.
Oh, yeah. Crazy house party.
You know, yeah, it ended up getting pretty silly there towards the end. But when y'all were the opener, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was still pretty reasonable when we played, like, good crowd, like, everyone was having fun,
yeah,
but it wasn't crazy yet.
Wasn't crazy yet, you know. You don't really get that craziness as an opener right away, you know.
Yeah, not usually.
Yeah, but for an opener, the crowd was really feeling y'all. Like, usually I'm sure of that. Usually get people who are just talking, like, oh, whatever, it's the opener. No, everybody there was nodding their heads along, just, all right.
Yeah, I saw some feet tapping.
Oh, yeah. I was there. I was nodding my head. I was like, yes, I'm digging this stuff right here. Now, y'all should introduce yourselves.
Yeah.
Let's get the names. Let's get the instruments. So.
Sweet.
Let's get going.
All right, I'm Colin. Mm-hmm. I'm keep it simple, sing, play guitar. Yeah.
What do you mean keep it simple, though?
Okay, because, so... Hayden and Zach, I'll let them explain, but they swap around.
They do.
It's
kind of complicated. I was watching. It was kind of like watching a show because you guys were moving around so much. I was like, oh, okay.
It's like shuffle. Yeah, kind of shuffle around kind of thing.
Nice. Yeah. All right, next person in line.
I'm Will. I'm the only person who won't change instruments throughout a set. Everyone else does. I just stick with the bass.
Well, you don't need to change it because you rock the bass so hard.
I was thinking about getting a couple more basses just to, like, fit in. I just kind of swap out, but I don't know. I'm relatively new. I've been around a month or so
or more.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, these people are pretty cool. I like them a lot.
They're
pretty
cool.
Yeah. Right.
We're hoping you'll stay with us.
Yeah.
Stay with us, man. Need that solid bass player. All right. Now we need the girl of the group, Goo.
Yeah, I'm the lady. My name's Hayden, and I play drums, I play keyboard, and I do backing vocals.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm Zach. I play guitar and drums and some vocals.
And some vocals, nice.
A little on the side.
Yeah, a little bit of vocal side. Wait, are you two our siblings, right? Or yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, actually twins.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay. Which one of you was, like, born first?
Me.
Yeah, it's the
older sibling.
Yeah. Okay, so
four seconds or so.
Yeah.
It still counts.
So you're pretty much the leader of the band then?
I make all the decisions. All
right, gotcha. Now, what was y'all's last name real fast? I saw it.
It's a mouthful. Higginbotham.
Higginbotham?
Yeah.
Super English.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a solid last name.
That's fun. I like to tell people I'm a wizard.
You're a wizard? Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Yeah,
so
a wizard with those keyboards. Am I
right? I wish we had the air horn up. We could play the air horn. All right. Leah, Andrew will look for the air horn now. So next time he makes a joke like that, you can get the air horn.
Cue it up.
An air horn played there. Yeah. All right. So you guys, indie alternative group here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did y'all just play out any music, any EPs or anything? I know you guys have brought a song in to the studio.
Yeah. You can go for it, Zach.
We've actually been working on our first EP for a little while, maybe like 3 months or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Putting pepper into it.
It just a lot of stuff happened that got in the way, but we're finally in the position where we could start, like, releasing music. So later on, we're going to play a song that we just finished up, like, yesterday. So.
Did you play it all at the show?
Yeah.
All right. We've been playing that since the summer. Nice. But, yeah, we're really excited.
Oh, so I'm actually really excited to hear it on the radio. You guys are going to get to hear your song on the radio. That's, I know. That's what you get here at KTSW. We hook you all up. We do it right.
For sure.
Nice. And let me see here. Yeah. So y'all are from San Marcos or from Austin?
Well, I'm from...
Without the answer.
Yeah, I'm actually from El Paso.
Okay.
Yeah, I came all the way out here for school.
Dang. All right. Wait, are y'all going to school here or...
Yes.
Oh, y'all are going to state?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. All of us, excluding Hayden, are Texas State. And then we actually do, like, sound recording. So we're, like, recording dudes. Like, we'll track ourselves.
Oh, you guys
like,
are SR teammates?
Yeah, so, like, we recorded ourselves in the studios, and, like, we've been mixing it and stuff. So it's, like, purely us.
Nice.
But a ton of hard work.
That's awesome. So, I mean, I'm sure that's got to be hard to do. You know, I know the SRT program, very heavy workload to mix it in with the band stuff, so that's dedication right there.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, whenever y'all are going to play something, it's going to sound really good.
Mm, hopefully. Hey, that's the test.
That's the test right there. This is y'all's final, and everybody in the audience is going to be the judge.
All our professors listening in silently. No.
Yeah, I emailed all the SRT professors, like, hey, listen into the show. It's going to be a good one. Nice. So, Hayden, where do you go?
I actually go to St. Edward's in Austin.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. St. Edward's person. That's nice.
Yeah.
I guess they're okay. They're no Bobcats.
They're all right.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I mean,
cool.
Are you on the radio Top program rooms. There?
I don't even know if we have a radio program.
Yeah, we do. Actually, I have a friend who went to St. Ed's who had a little... I don't think it's a radio station like this, but it's more of a podcast, I want to say.
Okay, I'm sorry, St. Edward's. I should know.
I kind of wish you didn't say anything. I want to keep talking smack about St. Edward's.
That's right. They can hear it, so it just sounds like...
Nice. All right. So, do y'all play in Austin a lot, or are you more of San Marcos-based band?
Definitely mostly San Marcos-based. We've done a little bit of Austin. Yeah. We're looking to, play in San Antonio and stuff.
But San Antonio is an interesting music scene. Kind of a little bit slower.
Yeah.
So, you got to push a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like here in San Marcos, like, everybody's got a band. Everybody's looking to play. Mm-hmm. They want you at their house and stuff like that. San Antonio, they're kind of like, who are you? No, don't come in here. No, no, no. No.
It's well, we're kind of lucky because Will's actually from San Antonio.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Northwest-ish, between the two, between 410 and 1604.
Okay,
northwest-ish.
Cool. I was a little bit northern. I'm from Shirts. I'm
okay.
A Shirts boy.
Yeah.
Kind of a fancy white neighborhood. Pretty much. Nice. Yeah.
But I really enjoy, the indie scene in San Antonio is pretty small, but I've enjoyed it. I have a lot of friends who play in it. I've been to a lot of shows there. And it's a big family, because it's a little hard to get in because it's tight-knit. Everyone knows each other. But we're hoping to, since I've been talking to some people there recently, hopefully we're going to get in there probably next month, maybe April.
Okay.
Play a couple shows. So, yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah, but you got to remember your roots, though. You got to remember San Marcos.
Got to remember San Marcos.
You got to remember San Marcos, please, come on. Or Austin, I guess, technically.
You guys are playing a show in San Marcos soon, correct?
We actually have one tomorrow coming up.
All right.
Wake the Dead with The Real Hands and Ark of Believers.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that. That's one of my favorite venues in San Marcos right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so friendly.
We just had Thursday there, didn't we?
Yeah, Thursday
was
there. Yeah, because it moved from the Triple Crown.
Yeah,
Triple Crown.
I love Triple Crown.
rip Triple Crown. It'll be back
rip
one
peace.
Day, supposedly. Supposedly.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
I have high hopes.
My heart.
That's kind of where Hayden and I got our foundations in San Marcos. We played each other. We played music together forever. Siblings.
Yeah. Yeah, family band.
Yeah.
We
basically.
Did for a
mom and dad play anything? Or?
No. They're not musical at all.
No.
They're in
bands,
I think.
For sure, but.
Okay, yeah, they're more of like your promotions department and stuff
Yeah,
got you, got you.
Sure. Yeah, they're always showing up to our shows and stuff. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, that's awesome. Are y'all happy with that, or is it kind of like, gosh, Mom, whatever, leave us alone?
I think at first it would bother me, because I just wasn't comfortable on stage, so I would get really nervous, and I didn't want them to see me, fail. But I'm a little more comfortable now, and they're, just so proud that we do anything, so it's pretty
That's
nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Gosh, I feel like I'd be so angsty if my parents showed up to me playing something. I don't know why. I'd just be like, Mom, stop. Just let me enjoy myself up here. That's awesome. Yeah, y'all come from such, I was going to say musical family, so they're not musical, but it's awesome. You know, brother and sister stuff is cool.
Supportive family.
Yeah, supportive family. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to downplay y'all two right there. We're not siblings. Sibling's a big selling point, though. I want to say that. Fly Coco, sibling band.
We could just pretend that they're siblings, that they're brothers.
There you go.
Yeah, adopted brothers.
Yeah, adopted. All right, you're adopted. Fly Coco's like a family, you know? It's got that nice family sound. You don't get that anywhere else.
Yeah, I have dinner at their parents' house. We play board games.
Oh,
Catan.
Catan. We actually just pause in the middle of the set, play a quick round of Monopoly.
Play a quick round of Monopoly. Quick round of Monopoly. Yeah. Quick 5 to 6 hour round of Monopoly. Usually the crowd's kind of dispersed a bit by then. It's a lot chiller, Nice. Now, so I don't want to ask this kind of stereotypical question. I know I'm going to get some flack for asking this, but I'm going to do it. Where'd y'all get the name Fly Coco from? I know. It's a funny name, though. I like it.
Yeah. That's kind of... I don't have a great answer for it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
my nickname for a long time, Hayden called me Kogo for a long time, like, when we were younger, so I won't, I have to at least, like, admit, I don't know, that's gotta have something to do with it.
Yeah.
But like otherwise, it kind of just, like, formed out of the ether, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a weird dream state, just... I woke up and,
yeah. We were talking about sleep paralysis earlier.
Yeah,
so yeah, you might have.
It was one of those. I was just stuck.
And you're stuck in your dreams, like, flying.
I woke up, I was like, ah,
Nice. I mean, maybe it's because you dress real nice or something. You know, you got like that fly style. Yeah. It's like, oh right. Man, Coco, you fly. And then, fly Coco, there we go. And I just had to ask. Yeah, I think I'm going to, I'm not getting in trouble for that, but they're going to be like, come on, why are you asking that question?
Really?
Yeah. Really? Really? Yeah, next thing I ask about y'all's musical influences and stuff like that, I don't know.
How dare you?
How dare I do it? But, you know, we want to be more creative here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I actually have a question for you guys. So, this is to the entire band. So, if you're going to play a show, which band or artist, past or present, would you most want to play a show with?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well,
this is such an
interesting
question.
Let me say this. I came from like a really punk background, so I would definitely want to play with like an old punk band. Which one? I have no idea. But also, Grizzly Bear would be a really awesome band to play with. So that's my answer.
Okay.
Zach.
This is Zach. Zach speaking.
I currently have a huge crush on Brittany Howard, so I think I would say Alabama Shakes.
Oh.
There was this old guy who used to play guitar at my grandmother's Christmas parties. Not really. I'm really into a band called Dry the River. They're one of my favorite bands recently. They're actually still kind of new to me. They'd be fun to play with.
Okay. I like your first answer so much. I kind of just wish you backed off and left the studio.
I gotta go now.
Actually, he just called me. I gotta go.
I want to know more about this guy.
Yeah, I want to know more about this guy. Did he drop an EP lately or anything like that? All right, what about you?
Can I go? Like, just on principle, I'd go for Flaming Lips. That's, like, been a long-time favorite.
Yeah.
They're, like, kind of the band that made me even like music in the first place.
Really?
I was, like, really young when I was, like, 10. I was just like, no, that's music. Who, like, no
Same.
One likes that?
Yeah.
And then Flaming Lips came along.
And you're like,
why?
It can do things for me. Emotions and such.
Ooh.
These feelings I'm having.
Nice. So let me before we play your song, I want y'all to tell me your sound real fast.
Okay.
Just give me a description. Let the audience know what sound we going for here.
Kind of like.
Okay, that's a new genre there. All right. I like
it. It's like pretty ambient. Just think like if we were just you two playing in a big stadium. That's us.
No, okay.
You're still we're not. We're not like you two, but that's our sound. Like.
Okay. I like to think of it as like pretty atmospheric, but still like very driven and like dynamic. I don't know.
Definitely rocking.
Definitely rocking. That's true. Okay. So what I'm getting is
it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Like
you
song
too?
To song.
No.
Please.
No, okay, no. I could feel the listeners tuning out right now. No, thank you. Okay. All right, so atmospheric, driven, you know. We got two drums, and you don't both drum at the same time.
That would be pretty cool to try out, though.
That would be pretty hectic, but...
Some bands
thanks
do
for
that
idea.
Yeah.
You can do it if you're in a bind and you want to try something new. Feel free to give it a shot. But driven, you know, very atmospheric... Right. And what's the name of the song y'all have for us today?
Better People.
Better People.
All right, and that EP that you guys are talking about, when do you think it'll come out about?
Honestly, we don't have a release date set yet, but definitely sometime in, like, the later half of March.
All right.
All right, so this is going to be Fly Coco again. You guys got a Facebook page?
Right, Facebook. Yeah. And this one, this Better People, we actually just today, we went ahead and stuck that on our Bandcamp. So we figured gonna go play it on KHSW. This is the world premiere.
This
on
is
KHSW.
The
world premiere.
Oh yeah.
Better People coming at you.
Oh my gosh. So you all want to say bye real fast? We're gonna play your song.
Yeah.
This is Flat Coco.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for your time. Like that was a lot of fun.
All right.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate having us.
Of course. Bye. Awesome. Well then, we got some Flat Coco coming up right here.
Yeah.
KHSW. 89.9.
Valerie.